If you've traveled to the tropics, then you know about dengue fever. It's a nasty disease that causes fever, body aches, and a rash. But it is also the name of one of the hottest world music bands around, psychedelic 60s Cambodian pop reinterpreted by California surf rockers. Dengue Fever has just released its third album titled Venus on Earth. And joining us from the studios of NPR West in Culver City are two members of the band, lead singer Chom Nimal and the band's co-founder and lead guitarist Zach Holtzman. Welcome. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Hi.
Hi.
And Nimal, I understand that Nimal is your first name, that Chom is your last name or family name. But in the Cambodian style, you put it that way. So, Zach, I understand that this musical experiment all came from a life-changing trip that your brother and fellow band member Ethan took to Cambodia a little over a decade ago. What happened?
Yeah, he went there with a friend, and his friend got bitten by a mosquito and contracted dengue, and they were driving in a truck on some really bumpy road, and his friend was sitting up front in the passenger area, and my brother was in the back of the truck, and it was such a bumpy ride that people were, you know, like getting sick, and some people had helmets on, and it was kind of crazy. And my brother kept leaning in through the little window to see how his friend was doing. And, you know, his friend was like a ghostly color and just barely hanging in there. And but the music that they were playing up in the cab was like some of the stuff that we were heavily influenced by and kind of got the whole band going.
Nimal, I understand that you linked up with Zach through an audition. Tell us about it.
First time I work at a Dragon House restaurant, the bar is Cambodian. I work over there and I saw Ethan and Zach. They want to come to talk to me about enjoy the band. And they give me a tape from the Cambodian song from 60. And then I think about how come, you know, is that Zach and Ethan give me the tape, like Cambodian song. And I think those guys is telling me the truth or not, you know.
You didn't really believe they were going to do Cambodian
like
music
ago,
or
yeah.
Cambodian pop.
Yeah. And then we have a rehearsal one time, and then they call him back.
Yeah.
I really want to go.
Well, Zach, I hear that Nimal is actually being a little modest here, because as I understand it, when she came down to audition, there were other singers there, and when they saw her, they thought, oh, well, forget it, because they already knew she already had a name.
Yeah. There was about six other singers, and we told them that there's a possibility that Chom Nimal might come and audition too, and they were just like, no, Chom Nimal not come. She too famous. And then when she showed up, they just, all of a sudden they developed scratches in their throats, and they all left. And so,
Nimal, you were famous at home?
Medium.
She's like, yeah, pretty famous. I got it like that. Yeah.
Her family's like the Jacksons of Cambodia.
Is that so?
I know.
Zach, how are you able to write music when you don't? Do you speak Khmer?
Khnyom nie khmai dik dik.
He just speak a little bit Cambodian.
Okay. So
that's it.
So how are you able to? Match the music with the ideas.
I write the songs in English, and then we have a friend who translates the songs into Khmer. But a lot of the times we run into this problem where, like, a phrase in English will be about, you know, seven or eight syllables, and then we translate it into Khmer, and it comes back, and it's like 20, 25 syllables. And so Nimal's like, oh, no.
And then we pick only one. You know?
So we have to do a serious filtration process where we get rid of all the little unnecessary words, and it sort of streamlines it all and kind of becomes this little haiku.
Well, talk to me about Monsoon of Perfume, for example. Tell me what that's about.
There's a lot of karaoke that goes on in Cambodia, and when people like somebody who's doing a good job with the song, they'll fold up a little tissue that's on the table, and they'll kind of twist it into a rose and bring it up to them and give them like this kind of mock rose.
That's very nice. both men and women? Do you get a rose if you're a man too? Or
just yeah, one? Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Oh, everybody gets a rose. All right, well, let's play a little bit of Monsoon of Perfume, and I'll work on twisting my napkin into a little rose. Let's play some.
Okay.
So, Zach, who all comes to your events? What kind of crowds do you get?
It's bizarre. There's a really wide group of different people that come to the shows. Sometimes it's, you know, just your average kind of indie rocker crowd. And then, like, when we play in San Francisco, there's a lot of Cambodians that drive up from San Jose.
Fresno.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they bring, like, they'll bring their mom and dad, too. Mm-hmm. Like, the younger Cambodians will bring their parents, and so they get to kind of, you know, sort of reminisce also.
Yeah. The song they know about the dance, then all around the circle. If the music start, and then they dance around the circle in front of people. Yeah.
Is that fun for you?
It's great, you know. But, you know, I saw a lot of people, you know, the fan look at them, and then, oh, it's great. It's move your hand and then walk around.
You're just joining us. This is Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm speaking with two members of the band Dengue Fever about their new album, Venus on Earth, Zach Holtzman and Chom Nimal. How is it that you think, Nimal, people are able to respond to the music when they don't understand the words? Most people don't. I mean, why do you think that is?
She's asking why people have a good time at our shows even if they can't understand.
Oh, okay. I think the way I'm singing, the way I'm dance on the stage. And then after that, a lot of people are asking me about, where are you from? So it's kind of pretty, you know, the way you move your hand. I say that's Cambodian stylist, like old stylist.
Well, you're starting to put some English into your songs. Like here's a track called Tooth and Nail. Let's play a little bit of that. And actually, before we play it, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, Tooth and Nail is about a woman who, the person that she really loves is getting married to somebody else, and she would not stop at anything to try to get him back.
Well, that's a universal theme. We've heard a little bit of that.
And the funny thing is, I played this song at my friend's wedding.
Okay, that's cold. That's a cold heart.
He asked me to.
Oh, did he? Okay, well, let's play a little. Let's hear a little bit. Tooth and Nail.
Something borrowed and something blue couldn't keep me from trying and fighting, doing everything I can to somehow end up with you again.
Nimal, you have such a sweet voice. You don't sound like the stalker that you actually could be in the song.
What's easy for me from the slow song.
Yeah. What's it like singing in English?
I love to sing English very much, but you know, it's a very hard to for me to, you know, pronounce English. But I think it's the English gonna be, you know, more fun and more people can understand it. I hope it's the next album gonna be half English, half in Khmer, mm-hmm. and make more better.
Hmm. So Zach, congratulations on all the success of the band, but just wanted to ask if you have any thoughts about these kinds of collaborations. On the one hand, it seems like, you know, the world is getting smaller all the time. You know, people are traveling and they're kind of being influenced by other styles and artists sort of working together. On the other hand, a lot of us still like to listen to, you know, our own thing, right? We mm-hmm. kind of stick close to our demographic on yeah. some of these issues. I just wondered if you had any thoughts about what you've learned from exploring and become a part of this musical scene?
Well, I tend to like the stuff that is a combination of different cultures that other people do, that is not heavily thought out, you know, where it's just kind of like some people getting together and jamming and just playing some music.
Instead of trying to make some big statement.
Yeah, like sometimes, you know, you get these CDs and they have like, you know, the best piano player and the best, you know, sitar player, it's just like stale sounding, and it's like it just doesn't go together, you know, and because they thought about it too much.
Well, thank you for thinking of us enough to come and see us, and I appreciate that.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Which song should we go out on from the new album?
How about Seeing Hands, the one that we just shot a video for?
Okay. Zach Holtzman is the lead guitarist and co-founder of the band Dengue Fever, and we were also joined by lead singer Cham Nimal. They joined us from NPR West, and we're going to go out on Seeing Hands. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.